not be such that whilst my affairs are doing all well, something happens that spoils it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to continue progressing without any type of retrogression. وَدَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the du'as of the oppressed person. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his maqam, asking, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the du'as. In other words, the bad du'as of the oppressed person. So that person that is oppressed, when he makes du'a, لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُمَانِ Then there is no translator also between his du'a and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His du'a is accepted readily. Readily this person's du'a is accepted who is oppressed. So therefore generally we will be very, very careful. Rather we be the oppressed person than we oppressing someone. Because the du'a of the oppressed is accepted very, very quickly and be very careful. And this du'a of the oppressed is not restricted to a person being a Muslim. Even a non-Muslim who is oppressed and he makes badwa, that badwa also is very, very serious. So a person who is involved in any type of oppression, he should be very, very careful and afraid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add this du'a, وَسُوءِ الْمَنْظَرِ فِي الْأَهْلِ وَالْمَالِ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى save me from any type of difficult, distressful, unpleasant sight as far as my family and my wealth is concerned. That nothing must happen to my wealth, nothing evil must happen to my family. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you protect them also. They are here and I'm going out in your path, I'm going out on this journey. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take care of them. Watch a beautiful dua that take care of everything. One is the person's journey also, one is his matter here as far as the du'as of any oppressed, any badu'as that he might get on the way. And the fourth is that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my family that I'm leaving behind, the wealth that I'm leaving behind, all that you take care. An Ali ibn Rabi'a qala shahidtu Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu utiya bidabbatin liyarukabha. As Ali ibn Rabi'a, he says that I witnessed a animal was brought for Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu so that he could ride on that animal. So one animal was brought for Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَ رِجْلَهُ فِي الرِّكَابِ قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ So when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu put his foot in the stirrup. Stirrup is that part when you're riding an animal and you put your feet in. That part is called a stirrup. Normally they use it also to help themselves to mount onto the animal. So he said when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu put his foot onto the stirrup, he said, Bismillah. فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَى عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا When he was now firmly seated on that animal, قَالَ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made this animal subservient to us. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ We would not have gained control over it. Yesterday we explained that not only in any instances of people that say that whilst driving the car we lost complete control of the car, whether there was a blowout, whether there was an oil patch, whatever it may have been, gravel, or something else that they lost complete control. So, وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we cannot gain control. This gaining control is from your side. Ultimately, the control in anything, in the aeroplane, in the car, in the train, ultimately that control is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this dua, that Ali radiallahu is reading this dua. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ We could not have gained control over it. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ And we are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although we are going on this journey from A to B, ultimately we are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we must not forget. That we must not forget that our greater journey, our bigger journey is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this helps is a person, if he's tempted to commit any guna on this journey, he remembers that, you know what, this is a very small journey that I'm interested in committing this guna. It's a very big journey that I'm going to, and that journey is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I be going on that journey and be committing any type of guna? ثُمَّ قَال Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu say, Alhamdulillah thalatha marrat. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah three times. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. ثُمَّ قَال Then he would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ قَال Allahu Akbar thalatha marrat. ثُمَّ قَال سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ The glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily I have wronged myself. فَغْفِرْ لِي O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that forgives. إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the only one that forgives sins. ثُمَّ ضَحِكَ Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, after reading the dua, he smiled. Now look at this method of teaching, that this Hazrat Ali bin Rabi'a, he is witnessing this whole scene. That animal is brought from Hazrat Ali. This is what he did. This is what du'as he read. This is how he read the du'as. And this is what he did after that. This is how a student should be. Continuously listening carefully and learning. And when he learns carefully, then he teaches to the next person. So then he said, he saw Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu smiling. فَقِيلَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It was asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ ضَحِكْتَ What is causing you to smile? We understand you're reading the dua. After the dua, you're smiling. What is causing you to smile? قَالَ رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَعَلَ كَمَا فَعَلْتُ ثُمَّ ضَحِكَ He said, I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم doing like this, reading the dua of travel, and after reading the dua, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled. Therefore, I am also smiling. So this is what you call kamil ittiba. That where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled, a person wants to smile. That is how sometimes our attitude, Allah forgive us. It's only sunnah. We don't have to do it. Yeah, even if Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled at that occasion, they would like to smile. If Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sad on an occasion, it would also grieve them. So this is what you call close love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every single sunnah was valuable and beloved to them. Even that smile also at that occasion was beloved to them. قال, and then he explains, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ تَعَالَى يَعْجَبُ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا قَالَ اِغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي قال, he said, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ ضَحِكْتَ Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that I also, when I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم smiling, I also asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is making you smile after reading this dua? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they asking him, and he in turn, when he saw Rasulullah at that time smiling, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what is causing you to smile, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Rabbaka ta'ala ya'jabu min 'abdihi idha qala ighfir li dhunubi ya'lamu annahu la yaghfiru dhunuba ghayri. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very happy. Allah Pak gets very happy when a person says, Oh Allah Pak, forgive me. And whilst he's saying, Oh Allah Pak, forgive me, he has full knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can forgive him. Allah Pak gets very happy with this. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also smiled. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, why should I not be happy? Can you see that kamil ittiba? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, why should I not be happy? And sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing like this. So they also did like this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having these qualities. Those things that makes Allah Pak happy also makes us happy. Those things that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also displeases us. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.